2024, a year of change.
Labour has won.
My government will serve you.
Hey, look what happened. Is this crazy?
Global unrest.
In Beirut, more terror.
And yet more hurt for England fans.
They have lost the Euros final.
It is what it is. We're English, we'll go again.
The highlights and the lowlights are coming up. Cast your mind back to New Year's Day. Maybe you were among the millions who sat down to watch a new TV drama.
The computer system Post Office spent an arm and a leg on is faulty.
No one else has ever reported any problems with Horizon.
ITV's Mr. Bates versus the Post Office led to an explosion of interest in the fight for justice by hundreds of wrongly convicted workers.
Night after night after night, I used to sit in the office because I always thought it was something I was doing wrong. They made me believe that it was me.
My wife pawned her wedding ring as torment.
In the months that followed, a public inquiry heard from apologetic executives.
Sorry for our part.
Unrepentant investigators.
You remain of the view that he's guilty of the crime?
Yes, I do.
And a tearful former Post Office boss.
I worked as hard as I possibly could to deliver the best post office for the UK.
Mr. Bates became Sir Alan.
Knight Bachelor.
Really, we're accepting this on behalf of the whole group and the suffering everyone's gone through.
And the Prime Minister promised redress.
Mr. Speaker, this is one of the greatest miscarriages of justice in our nation's history. The victims must get justice and compensation.
But of those fined, convicted and even jailed, most are still waiting for their money back.
Good evening. We begin with breaking news, and Buckingham Palace has just released a statement about the health of the King.
This morning he made his way back from Norfolk to London, where he was admitted as an outpatient to hospital to start the treatment for his cancer.
Sir, how are you feeling?
His Majesty began returning to public duties with a visit to a cancer centre in April.
I know what it involves now, isn't it?
But in the meantime, another member of the royal family revealed her own struggles with the disease.
The Princess of Wales has announced she is receiving treatment for cancer and has begun chemotherapy.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
Nine people have been killed and thousands are reported to have been injured after pagers exploded across parts of Lebanon.
This is extraordinary and sounds like something out of a Hollywood spy movie.
A second wave of exploding communications devices in Lebanon.
We then saw a number of people, the Hezbollah security, gathering up all the walkie-talkies.
Israel was blamed for those attacks, which represented part of a widening war in the Middle East this year. It also saw a ground invasion in Lebanon. Iran launched around 200 missiles at Israeli targets in October.
We saw what seemed to be the first barrage of these missiles as they were firing across the sky. We could see intercepts that were happening above us.
A series of top militants were killed by Israel, including the mastermind of the October the 7th attacks.
Yahya Sinwar is dead. While this is not the end of the war in Gaza, it's the beginning of the end.
And in Syria, rebels topple the country's brutal dictator.
A noisy, banging, wildly happy party to mark the end of the regime of Bashar al-Assad.
His presidential palace was being ransacked and looted by the very Syrian people who he had oppressed for so many years.
Teach me not a thing, can only get better.
The Prime Minister's calling a general election.
Earlier today, I spoke with His Majesty the King to request the dissolution of Parliament. The King has granted this request, and we will have a general election on the 4th of July.
I have to say, not everything perhaps went to plan. He was absolutely drenched by the weather. He did it to the backing soundtrack of Things Can Only Get Better, which, of course, Tony Blair came to power with.
Things going wrong was a bit of a theme for Rishi Sunak. That Downing Street deluge was quickly followed by a photo beneath an exit sign, a betting scandal, and a decision to leave D-Day commemorations early.
on reflection, that was a mistake and I apologise.
For Sir Keir Starmer and Labour, the campaign was far less gaffe-prone.
A chance to change for the better.
Make it a summer of change.
Change only happens if you vote for it.
We will not raise tax on working people.
Not raise income tax, national insurance.
Luckily, there was daily light relief from the Lib Dem leader, Sir Ed Davey.
3, 2, 1, bungee. Bye, Liberals!
Paddleboarding, riding a roller coaster, wheelbarrow racing, surfing, always he tried to get his message across. Reform's Nigel Farage got wet too. Less out of choice, he was doused in banana milkshake while campaigning in Clacton.
It's not much fun, I'll be honest with you. Would it stop me? No.
But would it all be worth it?
Breaking news, Labour has won the general election.
I've called Sir Keir Starmer to congratulate him on his victory.
I have just returned from Buckingham Palace, where I accepted an invitation from His Majesty the King to form the next government of this great nation. Our work is urgent, and we begin it today. Thank you very much.
Kenny Badenoch was eventually elected the new Tory leader. Michelle O'Neill became Northern Ireland's first ever nationalist first minister. There were three Welsh first ministers, and John Swinney became head of Scotland's government. Meanwhile, across the Atlantic,
Donald Trump's taking the title of convicted felon on the White House campaign trail.
The first time a former president has been convicted of a crime.
I'm a very innocent man. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
It is a momentous day. Joe Biden has announced that he will not be contesting the next election.
The Democratic nominee for president.
For Kamala Harris, this was the speech of her life.
I promise to be a president for all Americans. You can always trust me.
Drive to Butler in Pennsylvania, where there has been a major incident.
You want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Donald Trump's been shot in an apparent assassination attempt.
He dropped to the ground and was later rushed off stage by security staff.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
Donald Trump has claimed victory in the U.S. presidential election.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have.
Trump will take office on January the 20th, with the world waiting to see if he delivers on promises to impose trade tariffs on China and to settle the Ukraine war in one day. Time for a quick look back at some of the stories you may have forgotten from this year.
A chunk of fuselage blew off a plane mid-flight.
Julian Assange has left prison and the UK after being granted bail.
A security guard who plotted to kidnap, rape and murder TV presenter Holly Willoughby has been jailed for at least 16 years.
People have been told to boil their drinking water after 22 cases of a waterborne disease were confirmed in Devon.
A major IT outage, which appears to be affecting Windows PCs globally, is causing huge problems for banks, GPs, broadcasters, airlines, trains, and... I was supposed to be
sent away. Taylor Swift was never far from the headlines in 2024. Her record-breaking run of UK shows may have contributed £1 billion to the economy, but her gigs in Vienna were cancelled because of a terror plot, and there was tragedy at a Taylor-themed holiday dance club in Southport.
There's just this guy there at the top of the stairs with his hood up, with a knife.
So she could see the stab wounds in the backs of the children, yeah.
It's like a nightmare. The biggest horrific thing you could ever witness in your life.
Merseyside police have said that they can confirm now that a third child has passed away. It was a 9-year-old girl, and they've also confirmed the ages of the two other children who died yesterday. They too were girls. They were 6 and 7.
A suspect who's 18 was arrested at the scene and is due to go on trial in January. Rumour and misinformation about him fueled demos and violence in several towns and cities, targeting mosques and hotels for asylum seekers.
Missiles again have been thrown. Police have been charging on horses all the way through.
Police vehicles were set alight and projectiles thrown at officers.
I guarantee you will regret taking part in this disorder.
This is not protest.
Hundreds have since been charged, with some facing years in jail. Extreme weather caused havoc across the world. More than 200 people were killed in devastating floods in eastern Spain.
Many of the victims died in their cars, swept away or stuck in underground car parks.
A similar number died as Hurricane Helene destroyed entire communities in US states, including Florida, Georgia and the Carolinas. Alarm in the UK too, with storms Dara, Henk and Bert all leaving properties underwater.
Business after business after business emptying their damaged stock.
Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone.
Former One Direction singer Liam Payne has died.
The singer was in Buenos Aires when he fell from the third floor of his hotel balcony.
Around the world, vigils held to remember him.
He died alone, without his family, in a foreign country. That's the saddest thing.
Been crying at work all day, every day.
We all grew up with One Direction and Liam himself.
Rob Burrow, who with his great friend Kevin Sinfield did so much to raise money and awareness for motor neurone disease, died in June. We also lost political heavyweights Alex Salmond and John Prescott, TV doctor Michael Mosley, legendary Welsh rugby players JPR Williams and Barry John, and former England football manager Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Don't feel sorry about yourself. I had a great life. I have a certain age. So I shouldn't complain very much.
Scotland are an hour away from kicking off Euro 2024 against host Germany.
Oh, Scotland!
The Scottish people in Germany embracing everything about football and having a good time.
We come again!
Steve Clarke's side made plenty of friends, but not the knockout stages, picking up just a point in their group. England fought their way to the final as fans dared to dream.
So close, but so far for England again.
Spain with a better team on the day.
Again? When's it going to come on?
They couldn't have given me any more. They couldn't have given the country any more.
Weeks later, our attention was on Paris.
An opening ceremony like no other.
Right the way down the River Seine.
Got the Paris Olympics underway.
Keely Hodgkinson has fulfilled her destiny.
Like, the stadium was incredible. Like, the crowd was awesome.
Dramatic goal for Alex Yee in the men's triathlon.
Tom Pidcock recovered from a puncture.
Briony Page sealing gold in the trampolining.
Just some of the 65 Team GB medals, including 14 golds. There were also 124 British medals at the Paralympics. Andy Murray retired, as did Mark Cavendish, after claiming a record 35th stage win at the Tour de France.
You've never had chocolate like this.
Just time for three more stories, and they're all related to tickets. First, an event billed as an immersive experience.
It was a Willy Wonka experience. People were promised all kinds of magical chocolate wonder. It was so bad that the Glaswegian people, not to stand by, they called the cops.
Michael Archibald, one of the actors, hired to play Willy Wonka at the event.
It was absolutely bonkers with all of these parents hurling absolute abuse. They were like, "You're scamming my kids." It was such a day and a half.
In May, the UK's biggest music venue finally opened, but Co-op Live in Manchester had been beset with delays. Peter Kay, Olivia Rodrigo and Take That all had to cancel, rearrange or move their shows. Then in August came this news.
Liam and Noel Gallagher have confirmed plans for a long-awaited Oasis reunion.
Fans have been struggling to land tickets this morning.
Hours battling website outages, error messages.
Very stressful. There's a lot of pacing around going on.
Fury over surging costs of seats.
Everyone was prepared for a bit of a battle, but it's a kick in the teeth when you actually get through after hours of waiting with no expectation that the price is going to be over double.
Cardiff in July is when we can expect to see Noel and Liam back on stage together after 16 years. Something tells me they might make one or two headlines in 2025. At least not today.